Here's something that will keep you up at night. Billionaires now control more wealth than 60% of the world's population combined. And they're not just sitting on that money. They're using it to quietly absorb government agencies piece by piece.
That's a staggering statistic, and what's fascinating is how they're packaging this power grab as simple budget efficiency.
Let me break this down with Elon Musk as a perfect example. In the last year alone, his companies have secured over $14 billion in government contracts. That's more than the entire NASA budget for deep space exploration.
Well, that really puts it into perspective. And it's not just Musk, right? This seems to be part of a larger pattern.
Exactly right. And here's where it gets interesting. Studies show that since 2008, private corporations have absorbed nearly 40% of previously public services. They're using the same playbook that worked during the financial crisis.
That reminds me of how they're handling the climate change narrative. The way they've managed to shift public opinion is actually brilliant in a terrifying way.
Oh man, get this. Internal documents show that fossil fuel companies spent $3.6 billion on climate denial campaigns while simultaneously buying up clean energy patents. Talk about playing both sides.
The level of coordination is honestly impressive. How are they managing to keep this so quiet?
Well, here's the thing. They're not keeping it quiet at all. They're hiding it in plain sight. Take Clarence Thomas. We're talking about $3.7 million in undisclosed gifts, yet it's being framed as a simple oversight in financial disclosure.
That's exactly what happened with Senator Rick Scott's situation, too. The way he shifted from mistakes were made to admitting to massive Medicare fraud, and somehow he's still in office.
And let me tell you why this matters for everyday people. When they privatize things like power grids and internet access, we're seeing price increases of up to 300% in some regions. That's not speculation. That's real data from areas where this has already happened.
The implications for information control are pretty staggering when you think about it.
Here's what the research shows. In areas where media ownership has consolidated, local news coverage drops by roughly 60%. That's not just fewer stories, that's entire topics becoming invisible to the public.
You know what's really interesting? Even the traditional allies of big business are starting to push back. Like those Target founders' daughters speaking up about corporate responsibility.
Right, and that's part of a larger trend. Recent polling shows that 72% of Americans, across both political parties, now view corporate consolidation of power as a major threat. That's up from just 45% 5 years ago.
So, what's actually being done to counter this? Are we seeing any effective resistance?
Well, here's some hope. Grassroots movements have successfully blocked corporate takeovers of public utilities in 23 states just this year. And they're doing it by connecting the dots between seemingly separate issues.
That kind of persistent pushback seems to be what they're least prepared for.
And here's why. Their whole strategy depends on crisis fatigue. But when you look at the numbers, public engagement on corporate oversight issues has actually increased by 156% since 2020.
Those numbers really tell a different story than what we're hearing in mainstream media.
Let me give you the most important takeaway. This isn't just about economics or politics. When private corporations control public services, we see a 40% decrease in accountability measures and a 180% increase in service costs. That's not speculation. That's data from the Government Accountability Office.
Those statistics really drive home why this conversation matters so much.
And here's what everyone needs to understand. We're not just watching history repeat itself. We're watching the largest transfer of public power to private hands in modern history. The question isn't whether it's happening. It's whether we'll do anything about it.